Good afternoon. You find me right outside Oliver Behrman's happy place. That's right, it's the Peppa Pig stand. Let's go and do some F1 safari. Yep.
And there we have the Wild Alpine stand, also known as, you know, Gucci, or whatever that is.
Can't skip out of my protein, even if I am on holiday.
Yeah, and you know you're really serious about it because, well, you know, my fitness pal.
Also, I'll never say no to smoked salmon. Not much luck on the safari front. I saw a Lando Norris hoodie and one of those like Ferrari jackets you always find on eBay. You know, the ones that aren't actually official. Let me know in the comments if you know what I mean. And we get on. And off I get. That was fast. F1 safari update. I did it. I managed to find someone with Audi merch.
But I was able to find, on my safari, hands to track limit and penalty John. That's my hand. This is a lot bigger than expected. It's Wimbo!
Good morning!
Yes, it is a good morning, and it is literally, like, over 12 hours since I last filmed. We got our tickets, and we are just gonna get ourselves psyched up and find out what it's like there. And of course, we'll bring you along the way, and as you see, I'm blending in. And how could I not show a cat without this magnificent cat tree? I mean, I'm tall. It's taller than even me.
So where's the Supermax Express?
That's after the weekend.
It's only Friday morning.
Only?
You don't really get the sense of how steep it is until you actually see it in real life. So it's like, that looks treacherous.
Got it!
Worth being in the wet for.
It's a very warm welcome to Max Verstappen and Liam Lawson.
So yeah, I managed to do it. I managed to actually get into the simulator finally.
And not a plug, it was down to the fact that I had an American Express card. And oh, yeah, that's where I started.
Fifth place, I'll take that. I got you. It's a stalemate. This is like the modern day gun corral.
And there you go. It's done. That and a jacket. Might change into that later.
First one out is, of course, Audi Hulkenberg. All right. Well, as I said, my top five came true. As in, like, if the Grand Prix finished right now, I'd be happy.
You're not happy, are you?
I'm not happy.
Why not?
Because Max is, what is he, P11?
Yeah. And Lawson 6 tenths behind him.
Yeah.
Well, spring qualies later, but for now, you want to get something to eat?
This is Dutch cuisine, as in it might be Belgian, but we're in the Netherlands, so it's counting. So, fries and mayonnaise. I haven't had breakfast, so I'm allowing it. And Wim's having the same thing. It's good.
It's one of the highlights of the Dutch Grand Prix. Where I come from, it's called patat. But a lot of people down south in the Netherlands, they call it friet. What do you call it?
Delicious.
I don't think anything beats being on the podium as a driver, but the second best is definitely what I'm doing now.
It's nice to see Alan McNish on the stage, and based on his haircut, he is very much emulating his boss.
So here we are, hashtags here. We're represented the midfield, or well, you're rapidly falling out of the midfield.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, what was happening in practice?
We're not going to talk about it. I think I might have to have another one of these.
So how do you think it's going to go? Antonelli, Norris, Hamilton. Probably going to stick with my one, Antonelli, Norris and Russell. Excellent. All right, let's see. Well, Lindblad not Lawson out of SQ2.
Give him the seat there.
There was a person right behind us going, do it, Yuki. And then Yuki didn't do it by 9,000th of a second.
If Helmut was in charge, what would he say?
Ah, yes, we just send him back to the absolute finest.
So that SQ3, eh? That ended unexpectedly, didn't it? I mean, who was on pole?
It was George Russell.
The reaction from fans was that was rather silent, wasn't it?
Yes, they were all like, meh.
Yeah, that's quite surprising. Well, no, not surprising really. This is Zandvoort.
There were no boos.
There was no unnecessary anger or borderline violence. Let's just say that.
It's day two, and forgive the deep throat and the somewhat stunned expression, but for breakfast, other than coffee, the drink of millennials of choice.
I'm probably going to butcher the pronunciation. I think it's De Reuter, or I'm thinking more German, probably. But either way, it's bread with chocolate sprinkles on top, and this is part of a food challenge I'm doing on Wimbo's channel. I'll leave my main reaction for there, but suffice to say, the plate, it's polished off, or, save the sprinkles there.
But it does leave me curious for what's coming next.
Well, this is relaxing, isn't it, Wim? I mean, this is like a chaise long on a train. Never seen this one before. Seriously, it's like a three-seater. Like, I'm spoiled.
I don't know about you, but the world of dinos does look very tempting right now. Ah, that thing about good weather? I think I've just been proved wrong. Here we go again. This time, Sim 8. We'll see which one this is.
A Williams? Uh-oh. Miracles?
Yeah, P8. Williams? I got up two places. I started 10th.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do? Let's go do something else. Over the sound of Porsche Super Cup, I'm having, I think, a Brugge Coquette. I think I'm trying to get the Dutch right with some curry sauce. Tried it and it's really nice. Lovely sound, isn't it? Can you guess who that was?
John at the ready.
I'm like, we knew the words.
I saw you tweeting that you were using the snore emoji. Yeah. I take it you weren't really a fan of that one.
We've seen one spectacular overtake, and that was Leclerc
on Norris.
On Norris, and that was it.
This isn't a track for sprints.
No.
Either way, we'll go and get some food, and then we'll prepare ourselves for the meetup later.
This is it.
So we just had the meetup. We had a nice gaggle of people come. They were really chatty, weren't they, Wim?
Yes, different nationalities as well. We had people from Taiwan, a girl from China, two girls from England.
Yeah.
We had some Dutch people.
So we're now just back to our seats for quali, and Blimey, it looks already busy, so we better hop to it.
There goes my boy.
Both Aston's out again.
Yes, well, that's how it goes, you know. One step forward and two steps back.
We're watching Q3 on the way back to the station. I think that's a good idea, Wim, because apparently there were traffic issues for trains in Amsterdam.
Traffic was a little bit congested everywhere. People didn't get to the track in time. And I've been in this situation before.
Spicy right now as it stands, but I'll be glad to actually get a little bit back to your place earlier than that. Especially if there are train issues. Right, let's get
5:25 a.m. day 3.
Yep, we're committed after all the stuff that we experienced yesterday, aren't we, Wim?
There might be trouble with the trains. So, yeah, we're going to be at the train station at 6 o'clock to get a train to Zandvoort.
Let's go. We're leaving Hans and John behind today. Yeah.
They barricaded all of the other entrances because they're just like, you know what? We all know why you're here. There's no point going to the other platforms. Just get on that train and get out of here.
It's not even 8 o'clock and it will begin.
Yeah, see that security guy? He always makes a little bit of a party on race day.
Oh, it's this one.
La, la, la. Strobe waffles.
Ah, yes, this is part of a challenge on Wynn's vlog, so you got to go and watch that one, so you'll see more of that. Oh, yeah, this is what you do. And then there's a picture I took with strobe waffles for glasses. Let's just do this, and then I'm going to have another go on that over there. So.
Right, it's going to be
McLaren in here. Glasses like mine, said they're similar yet. Hi. Oh, thanks. Lawrence.
Incidentally, the time was a 13.7. I thought that was pretty good, but then I heard yesterday somebody did a 1.12, so not so good. But, yeah, I'll take that. Sim 7, that was the best one. Less heavy steering than Sim 8 yesterday. That was awful. But then again, it was a Williams. No disrespect to anyone who's a Williams fan, but anyway. Probably just going to go toward the Academy race.
Quick detour to have a look at, I think, the RB13 2017. That's a nice little surprise.
Jolly decent acknowledgement for the F1 Academy drivers right there. Very nice.
Obligatory food challenge here, and this is popotias. And this is just like, it reminds me of like takoyaki, in like they flip it in the same technique, but there is caramel sea salt, powdered sugar, and yeah, that's right, that's butter in there. It's wrong in the right way. So, this was meant to be a challenge. No, this isn't a challenge, it's a delight.
It's not good. Oh!
So, Wim, what are your predictions?
About what? The weather?
Well, the weather and your top three.
Okay, well, if it's going to be a real wet race, then I think Max is going to win.
Yeah, this is what you wanted.
This is what we wanted.
No way, that's a red flag. What happened there?
I don't believe that.
You alright, mate?
Yeah, no worries. I've been to races before where Max DNF.
Oh my, oh. Oh, out of last corner. Wow. Halfway through and it's not good for my boy. Those hard tyres and that slow stop is absolutely dreadful, but not so bad for, you know, Nico though. Yeah, could be P8, that's another good haul of points. Getting ever closer to half, and Lawson just, he's a bit of a loner right now. I guess he indeed, nah, I'm not going to say it. Lewis is getting a bit shirty, isn't he?
Yes.
Hey man, I'm losing time. Yeah, I know, that's what we just heard on the radio. Even though with the throng of this crowd, we could hear that. Well, Wim, that was good for me because Hülkenberg ate 4 points. That means he's now got 6. So,
awesome.
You're happy because after Verstappen crashed out, you went for Norris and your other boy won.
Yeah, I invented about 3-4 strategies and they pretty much, none of them worked out.
Including Russell's defying team orders, and the moment you said it, he literally led him into turn one. Now we're going to see how we're going to get out of here.
Please mind your step. The stairs are going like still here. So please mind your step.
In case you're wondering, that's the station over there. So close yet so far.
Now, I bet you didn't expect an F1 vlog to end like this, but I did this challenge for Wim and explain what this is.
This is a new herring, which is like a Dutch delicacy. It's covered in raw onions, and we eat this all the time. You're meant to eat it like this.
Oh.
It's room temperature, which is nice.
And if you want to see how I handled it, check out Wim's vlog. So I think that's quite apt to end a Dutch vlog. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed it. So.